Radio Prague News.
A bilateral work group to help accelerate the ratification of a treaty between the Czech Republic and the Vatican is to meet for the first time on Tuesday. The Czech Prime Minister says a new director for the Czech Statistical Office will be named by the end of this week. And in the first quarter of 2010, the average monthly wage in the Czech Republic has seen the lowest percentage increase in the past 10 years. A bilateral work group, which was implemented in April to accelerate the ratification of a treaty defining the framework of relations between the Czech state and the Roman Catholic and Eastern Catholic churches, will meet for the first time on Tuesday. Its first session is to be attended by government representatives only, the Czech Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs Hynek Kmoníček said on Monday. The goal is to evaluate and possibly rewrite parts of the treaty, which will then have to be recommended for approval by an expert committee of state and church representatives. The document, which does not cover the restitution of church property seized during the communist era, was agreed in 1999, though Czech MPs refused to ratify it 4 years later. The Czech Prime Minister and head of the current caretaker cabinet, Jan Fischer, said on Monday that a new director of the Czech Statistical Office would be named by the end of the week. He added that he had discussed the issue with President Václav Klaus and that it was on the best way of being resolved. Mr. Fischer was the office's director for 6 years until he was appointed to the post of Prime Minister last year. He had been planning to replace the acting director Jiří Kčovák once a new government was formed. In May, he decided against a return to the Czech Statistical Office after being offered a post as vice president of the European Bank for Reconstruction and Development. During the first quarter of 2010, the average monthly wage in the Czech Republic increased by only 2.2%, the smallest growth in the past 10 years. Taking into account inflation, this amounts to an actual increase of about 1.5%, equaling 500 crowns or roughly 20 euro. According to information released by the Czech Statistical Office on Monday, Czechs earned an average of 22,748 crowns or around 800 euro a month during the first quarter of 2010. An increase in unemployment and the fact that the economy has not yet fully recovered from the global financial crisis were cited as factors of this low growth in average monthly wages. And now let's take a brief look at the weather. In Prague, over the next few days, we will have sunny conditions and daytime highs of up to 28 degrees can be expected. My name is Sarah Barivka, and this is the end of the news.